You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kuf Ein Gimel Vehine.
Yes.
Okay, good. Vehine HaKosev Hashem Tzorech Lichtov Lishma. There's a din that when someone writes a Sefer Torah and he writes the Shem Hashem has to be written Lishma. It's based on a Gemara in Gittin that he will quote now. At any time that it's not written Lishma, the Askara, right, Shalol Lishma, right, so the Askara, right, Shalol Nichtava Lishma is Psula. So there's a halacha that in order for the Shem Hashem to be considered to be kosher for a Sefer Torah, it has to be written Lishma. Right, and how do we know that? Kimavur, like it's a Ferish Gemara B'Shas Begitin in Dalam and Beis. That says that, right, that says that if you write the Shem Lishma, that's a kosher Sefer Torah. If the Shem Hashem is not written Lishma, it's considered to be like a Sefer Torah that's missing an oath in his psula. Now he raises a side question he's not going to go into. V'stama Lishma ain kan makom laharich. That is a separate question. You need Lishma. And we're going to get into the interesting question of what defines Lishma. Is Lishma enough b'machshava? Does Lishma have to be verbalized? And then he raises this interesting question. A Seif is just writing. And he doesn't have a kavana shalo Lishma. And he just writes. Do you say there's a din stomach Lishma by writing the Shemos in a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara only has stomach Lishma in one case. At the beginning of Zvachim, it says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shalo Lishma Ksherim Elo Shalo Olu Shem Bailim. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. And there the Gemara says that there's a concept that if you bring a Korban Ayla, the Ayla has to be Nishchot Lishma. And the Gemara learns it out later in Daf Mem Vav. If you do not go ahead and do it Lishma, but you do it Shalo Lishma, Ayla Lishem Shlamim, so the halacha is it's kosher, meaning that the korban could be makrif the korban, but lo ol l'shem bailim. The bailim is not considered to have fulfilled this obligation of bringing a korban island. The Gemara says an interesting thing, that stomal, if a guy does not have kavana either for an oila or a shlamim, and he just shochet stam, the Gemara there says stomal kilishma dami. Matter of fact, the Gemara even goes further to say that if a person goes ahead and has kavana l'shem chulin, it's also kosher. Why? Because the Gemara uses a very interesting term. Demine machriv ba, delav mina lav machriv ba. That only if I'm deviating from an ola to a shlamim or shlamim to an ola, which is in a similar sphere, do I say it's a machshav shalo lishma. But when I go totally out of the sphere, and I go into chulin, that's not machrif. That's not considered to be a machshavas haposelas. But nevertheless, the Gemara there says, stomach hilishma. If a guy goes ahead and is machrif a korban, stam, without any particular kavana, it's considered lishma. So he's just raising as a side question, what about where other cases where you require lishma? For instance, the askara in a Sefer Torah of Shem Hashem requires lishma. He said he's not going to get into it, but he wants to know, as a side point, whether stam works by a cipher. So it's very interesting, this question of stam kilishma. What? The Gemara says beferish stam lishma does not work by get. That's the Ferish Gemara. And the Gemara uses a very interesting lashon. Because it says stam nashim lav legerishin amdos. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim. A normal woman is not destined to be divorced. While this carbon is a carbon ola, you will match it as a carbon ola. It's destined to become a korban ola. So there's a famous brisker rav that has a chakira. Why is stamach lishma? Is it that you don't need lishma, really, and only shalol lishma is a machshavas haposeles? So really, underlying, you don't need lishma, just that I can't beat shalol lishma, and therefore stamach lishma? Or is it that you really do need lishma, and lishma is a requirement, but it's enough to shechted where shalol lishma, because embedded in the carbon, since it was makrif as an ayla, it's oimed to be an ayla.
In all these cases, why don't we say he's voting with his hands? In other words, look what
put the karma aside, okay?
Right.
He's running a get. So he's running a get for what? Because he wants to write a grocery list for his wife.
But if you look at the Gemara in Gittin Chav Dalet, Gemara in Gittin Chav Dalet says like this: Seiferim that are practicing and happen to write the name of a man and a woman in their practice get, the Mishnah says that's not a good get. Furthermore, the Mishnah says someone writes a get for their wife and decides not to be Megarashar, and his friend says, we have the same name and our wives have the same name, let me use it. It's not good. Matter of fact, the man has two wives with the same name, and he writes a get for one of those wives, correct? And decides not to use it for the Gadola, but wants to use it for Katana, it's not good. So you see there that the requirement, right, that just him sitting writing is not enough. It has to be really laser-focused, correct?
No.
It doesn't.
I'll tell you why. There's a difference between Stoma and Asfara Lehepach. Yeah. If you work for somebody else, it's Asfara Lehepach.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell me now that that's a Stoma. Stoma is Stoma. The Sofer didn't say Lashem Get, but he wrote it. He wrote the right name, the right person, to the right woman. Everything is correct. He just didn't say
the context of it.
What?
The context of what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
Tell you, the Mishnah Berurah has such a...
The question you're telling me is, he said he did something different. And now can clear with a Korban. A Korban could be even more than that. Because he could write Stam. Or he's doing the same with the Kedusha, say. When a person writes an Ois, the Sofer does say the Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's a whole different story. They don't want to put a Kedusha into it. And my speech will help to do that. That's the question of a Dibur. I'm a Neder. The person of a Dibur. But it's not.
So there is such. By the way, so there is such a Sfar like the Rav is saying. There's a Shagas Aryeh in the Mishnah Berurah that say, according to the Man Yamar Mitzvah, Shrichos Kavana, let's say a guy is not saying, I'm doing. The guy goes to the shul like everybody else. He's a good yid, and he takes the lulav, and he shakes it. And afterwards, you ask him, excuse me, when you shook the lulav, did you do it l'shem mitzvah? Because mitzvah is strictus kavana. So the guy's going to say no. The Mishnah Berurah says that's fine. Why? Because by the very fact the guy got up, got dressed, went to shul with the lulav and esrog, that's enough to create the context of mitzvah strictus kavana. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So that's similar to what the Rav is saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a Shagas Aryeh also in the Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah. It says also in the Sugya Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana that we say Stama Kalishma by mitzvahs. So it's interesting that seems to understand the din of Stama Kalishma. It's not like the Briska Rav, that you don't need Lishma, right? And it's just a Machshavas Paiselas. But rather it's I do need Lishma, but I can fulfill Lishma by the context. That's possible. So would you say that by a Sefer Torah also? When a guy is coming to the Shem Hashem in a Sefer Torah, do you say the context is enough or not? So I'm just saying there's another interesting machlokes question. This lishma that's required by a Sefer Torah, does it have to be b'machshava or does it have to be verbalized? So there's an interesting tour which Reb Chaim Halevi in Hichos Tefillin quotes. It says, by all lishmas, b'chol ha-Torah kula, like gittin, etc., I need to verbalize the lishma. Meaning when the guy writes it, it's not enough that he writes it and thinks it. He has to say, I am writing this get l'shem Yosef ben Shimon for the sake of being Megarish Leah. He has to verbalize it, the Torah says. But when it comes to the Askara in the Sefer Torah, the Torah says, I don't need to verbalize the Askara in the Sefer Torah. I just need to think it b'machshava.
By Korban.
So it's an interesting question. So by Korban, it's a Taisus. Taisus in Zvachim, Bezam et Aleph, and above Metzia Mem Gimel, says that whenever the word Hachayshev is used, it doesn't mean Machshav, it means deeper. For instance, the Sugya above Metzia is Hachayshev Lishloch Pikadon. Hachayshev Lishloch Yad Pikadon. Beis Shammai says, that since it says in the Torah, I'll call Dover Pesha, thinking to go ahead and using someone's Pikadon is enough to make him Chayv and Shlichus Yad. Hachayshev Lishloch Pikadon. Tosfos says, don't think it means just thinking. He has to verbalize it. Similarly, Tosfos in Zvach and Bezum and Aleph says, all the cases of Machshavas, where it says, Achoshev, right? L'shem Eila and all those, all the Lishmas have to be verbalized. That's Tosfos. There's a Rashi in Menachos Bezum and Aleph, Bezum and Bez, that seems to disagree with that. So there seems to be a big Machlokes Rishonim, and there's a Rabbeinu Baruch And the Rosh Hilchos Sefer Torah disagrees with that also. So it's interesting, machloikas, whenever the word lishma is used in the Gemara, and even the word achayshev, does that mean it's enough to think it or must you verbalize it? Shitas Taisvas is throughout Shas that you have to verbalize everything. And not lishma requires verbalization. The Torah makes that interesting chiluk. By get and everywhere else, lishma da'alma, Reb Chaim brings this Nichos Tefillin. Hopefully we'll get to see a piece from Rav Soloveitchik in here that discusses it. You have to verbalize it. But the askaris of Sefer Torah, a machshava is enough.
The halacha by Karban, that's the Shem Baila.
Right.
Okay. The Kohen does not have to say Yosef Meshima. He just says the Shem Baila, even if you don't know what a Baila is.
Okay, but the question is,
if somebody steals a Karban,
right,
and he brings it, and the Kohen shechts it, it's oilu l'shem baila. Why? Because he said l'shem baila. He doesn't know what a baila is.
Okay, that's funny. Okay.
So what kind of swara? What kind of kavana is that? A stam kavana. He doesn't have the yosef meshima. Whoever it is.
Well, that might work by korban. The question is, would that work by get?
I agree with you. But what we were talking about before, all the taisus, you have to verbalize this, you know. What does he have to verbalize? He has to verbalize.
Right, that's a separate question, yeah.
Or it's not said the same Bible. And you're right, by get, it's a whole different story.
Anyway, the question is you definitely need Lishma by the Shem Hashem. So V'i Stama Lishma, Ein Kan Makom Laharach. He doesn't want to get into it, even though we got into it a little. I'll call upon him, nevertheless. What is the halacha? A shame that is written for al kopanim. Shenichta bevada shelo lishma. What about a shame that's for sure written shelo lishma? Correct. Forget stamashlo. It's written shelo lishma. Correct. He wants to know: is there an isur mechika for that shame? Because since a shame al kopanim b'shem shenichta bevada shelo lishma is definitely what. Das, right? Harbe, Rishonim v'Achronim is what? Ayin, where? B'Hagos v'Manios? Kan Perik, right?
Perik.
Halach, Kan Halach Aleph, sorry. Ube'Beis Yosef Kan. They say that the Shita of the Rambam is... Sorry, excuse me, I apologize. They say the Shita of the Rambam is what? Is that a shem shenichtav shelo lishma is mutter b'mechikas Hashem? This was Gershon's question. If you have a shem Hashem that's written shelo lishma, is there still an isur mechika or not? And this is the issue that he's raising.
What unifies all these to lishma or well lishma is exactly because by each sugya, by each Indian.
Yes.
So then what's the shaila? What are we comparing?
Because there's a general lishma requirement of lishma. First of all, we're not comparing. He's just asking that the Shem Hashem requires what? The Shem Hashem requires...
You're putting Gittins, you're putting all these.
Who's putting them together? No one's putting them together. We just want to know about stomach lishma. Because there is a din. Because in one case of lishma by Korban, the Gemara says stomach lishma dami. So the question is, could you take that example and transfer it to other cases? So you're saying you would never transfer it. That's what you're saying. But that's an open question. The Shagasari Tura Evan, with all due respect, disagrees with you. And says by mitzvah Srinos Kavana, he would transfer Stamach Lishma. But that has to do with what's pshat in Stamach Lishma, like we said. Anyway, the Hagos Maimonios, right? Kan Halacha Aleph, correct? Ubeis Yosef Kan. They both say de'ein chayav and al mechika. That in these cases, interestingly enough, you're not chayav al mechika. And they bring a Rambam. If someone can open up a Rambam, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, and read it, please.
Are you comparing Kohen Kavanah to Shem Kavanah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
the Turei Evan that does that.
He compares Kavanah to Shem Kavanah? Is
he says by mitzvah Srutus Kavanah, the Torah Evan says in Rosh Hashanah, by mitzvah Srutus Kavanah, No, by mitzvahs mitzvahs kavani, he says, since we paskin stoma kilishma dami, by mitzvahs also we say the same thing.
But the idea that you compare that to lishma, you're saying it's also a Torah Evan.
That's a Torah Evan, yeah.
He says,
it's a Torah Evan.
Wherever kavana works.
He doesn't say wherever, he just says in the suga mitzvahs mitzvahs kavana, that by mitzvahs mitzvahs kavana, I would say stoma kilishma. That's what he says.
So, and I'm telling
Halacha ches.
When he says here that because Hashem struck down to the Shema, we're talking about when you're writing a shame in a sacred Torah.
Correct. Correct.
And you just write a shame Hashem, you're the Mechikah Hashem, even if you didn't write it the Shema of anything. I just happened to write the shame Hashem over here. Is this Mechikah Hashem?
Well, I'm not so sure, but we'll see if that's the case.
Now, but when you write a sacred Torah, isn't there a general din that the sacred Torah as a whole has to be written with Shema?
Correct.
So what's the Indian of what? So if I write,
you need a kavana. I'm writing this name l'shem. You got this for kavana. This is for the sake of shame Hashem.
So the l'shma for Siva Sefer Torah, it's only regarding the shameless or the Sefer Torah as a whole.
I'm not sure, but I know that shame Hashem for sure needs l'shma. I'm not sure exactly.
So it might be a special l'shma.
Correct.
When you write the whole set, every letter of the
Sefer Torah. When you start writing the Sefer Torah, you use the Sefer Torah.
When they
the whole Sefer Torah.
When they do
it. Correct. But there's a special din of the shame Hashem. No, it's besides the general.
The general, there's a specific.
Correct. There's a requirement that the shame Hashem has to be.
But the Sefer is writing by Avram, Hashem, or Adam. Adonai al-Nosavar me'al-Abdecha.
Right.
Yukach no ma'admayim, and you have a machlekes what that is, whether that's Chol or a Kaddosh.
Correct.
So he's got to be Yitzhak al-Ashitas.
Yeah? No, there's a way we pass him.
But you can do it off
time. I don't know if you can do it off time.
Tonight. Isn't it, if the pshat is that this is a shame Kaddosh, then I'm...
So you have to know tonight. Maybe you have to do it off
time. If it's a shame Kaddosh, I don't know.
No. In order to be Yotzer, because he's going to be Yotzer. That's a kosher Sefer Torah. What does he have? What does he have in mind?
He can't do both. Can't be Yotzer.
I wonder. Maybe it's mutually exclusive.
Okay, halacha ches.
Wait, one second. Do me a favor. Do you have the Roshima Shiurim that I gave out?
Yeah. It's a little bit cut off.
So look.
It's not. Whatever.
Do you have at the very end of that piece on the second paragraph on the bottom? I think he quotes a Ramah, doesn't he?
Yeah, I remember.
So read that Ramah. It's an interesting Ramah. Read the Ramah.
It's hard to read. It's cut off.
Oh, you can't read it? I'm sorry.
Is that what you know?
So let me see if I can get it here. Let me find the page first. One second, let me get it and see if I can read it. I have to get it first. So he quotes a very interesting Ramah there. Yechol Sefer Torah. Who says that if you take an Elohim that's in the Torah that is not Kadosh and it's Chol, and you have Kavana for the Shem Hashem, the Ramah says it's still good. Why? Because it's like Makriv Balei Mumim, where you say that the Maisa HaKadosh does not take place.
Amazing.
That's a Ramah. You see that? Yeah. Or it's cut off.
No, let me read the whole halacha because it's fascinating.
Go ahead. Yeah.
First of all, because it addresses your question, number one. Afal pi she'omer b'tchilas ha'sefer she'kosvo l'shem kedusha sefer Torah v'chol pam she'kosvo shem me'ashem l'she'enem nimchogim sarach loymer she'kosvo l'shem kedusha sa'shem.
Correct.
Im lo'os ha'kem pasol. It's a bezundra chiyav.
Correct. That's for
sure. Kosov shem Elohim acherim L'shem Kedusha.
Not valid.
Ain't no puzzle.
Right.
Ain't no puzzle.
Because it's like Makro Bale Mormon.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's like Makro Bale Mormon.
No, I mean it doesn't become.
Or doesn't become. Okay, no, listen to what he says. Ain't no puzzle. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what I mean. Very good. The Havi Ainon Kedoshim. You just said that.
Right.
The Havi Kamakish Bali Mumil Mizbeh, the Ainon Kedoshim.
Very interesting, huh? Wasn't that your question? That was Mamash your question, no?
Yeah.
The Torah doesn't mean it that way.
But it's behedia. This is behedia. If you do it behedia,
this is sort of what he's saying. Whatever the Torah means, it to me, that's what it becomes. But if that's the case, why do you have to have a specific intention of when you spit your kadovke?
Well, no. This is the Kamatish Bali Mumil Mizbeh.
That's the Ramah. Anyway, Shah, you want to read Halacha Ches?
Yeah.
Listen to this very carefully. This Ram is really interesting. Go ahead.
Tisei HaKadosh Kulon U'Pirushayan U'Biyurayan Osir Lisra Osan U'La'avdan B'yad V'ma'avi B'yad Lokim Makas Marvus Amed V'Oram U'Ram M'Chitzvei HaKadosh Shekosvel Osan Yisrael B'Kedusha.
You hear that? This is only if you wrote it B'Kedusha. But for instance, this is the famous Gemara. Sefer Torah Shekosvel Min Yisarif, the Gemara says in Gittin, right? Same Gemara. That if a min goes ahead and writes a Sefer Torah, you burn it.
Yeah, that's the next line. If a min Yisraeli, shekosov Sefer Torah, serfenosa im laskoros shebel, mepnei she'ena mamen b'kedushas Hashem, v'lakosvel elo v'hu, v'lakosvel elo v'hu,
okay, so if you stop the Rambam there, which we won't, we'll continue, but if you stop the Rambam there, you would say this is a good raya, that any Shem Hashem that's not written in a Sefer Torah Lishma, it's mutter b'mechika, no? Isn't that what he's saying? In other words, if you write... Yeah, but why? What's his reasoning? Because he doesn't write it l'shem Hashem, correct? Because the min writes it, well, how? Because the min writes it k'mo dvar macherim. In other words, there's this guy. He doesn't believe in anything. Or... he believes in, let's say, things that are incorrect.
No,
but he can make a living as a cipher because he has the talent.
Stam might be kosher for a person who's not a min.
I understand. But that's a question of stam's kilishma.
Right.
But he says, but what about bavada shalolishma? If you look to the Minchas Chinuch, isn't that what he's talking now? He's talking about bavada shalolishma, correct? Uh-huh. Well, it's after V.E., right? Isn't that what he says? After the istama lishma ein kam mokum laharich. What's the next ayin shom? Okay, but nevertheless, I'll call upon him. Correct. B'shem shenichla bevada shelo lishma. That's what he's talking about. Correct. Right. With a shem that is written vada shelo lishma. Correct. The question is das harbe rishon va'achreinim. Correct. Like who? The hagos maimonios kan. Perak Aleph in the Beis Yosef here, he says, they feel the Ein Ein Chayov and Al Mechikas Shem, correct? Kadzeh. Mm-hmm. And there's no Isra Mechikas Hashem on this. So they bring a Raya from this Ramba.
Right.
So the question is, up to this point, would you say the Raya is a good Raya?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Continue.
Avol Goy. He says, "The whole day to came on the Scottish shame, the mitzvah the sofer, kadesh lo niach shame lo mina v'lo lemasei." Fine.
But you hear that other thing, the mitzvah the sofer. Go ahead.
Right, so you shouldn't give support to other mina in their words. Avol, but here's what you're referring to now.
Right.
Avol goes to cause of the shame, guns in
so. So the question is, why is that?
So that sounds against us being alright for right. The Rambam.
Correct, so this is a very interesting Rambam.
So he's saying it's only a min because he actually is Zakikaris. But a guy who believes in Kedushas Hashem, he might believe in it, he just didn't write it.
Well, you threw that in. A guy who believes, you threw that in. You threw that in. Don't throw that in.
Yeah.
A guy who believes in, where would you get? Just as a guy.
Well, if he doesn't believe, it's like a min.
I think the operative line is,
the question is, how important is that?
No, the line before, no, that's he's explaining that line is why we have to burn it.
Right.
But the reason why it's not a kosher Sefer Torah is because they share in a moment of the Hashem.
Okay, I understand. We're not talking about kosher Sefer Torah like he said. Don't confuse the two. There are two questions. One question is the kosher of the Sefer Torah. That's a fair Shigemara. the Shem Hashem has to be written Lishma for the Kashrus Sefer Torah. But now that I've written the Shem Hashem, and it's like Bevada Shalom Lishma, and we know for sure the Sefer Torah is apostle, is there now an Isser Mechika? Question number two. So what does the Rambam say about that? What does Rambam say about the Isser Mechika? Avalmin, can you read that again, please?
In
other words, he's doing it to make a living or whatever. He's got a job. Right? He's writing it and he has no special connection to the Shem Hashem.
Then he says, the whole the diet came, learn a Scottish Hashem. I would put a comma there. The reason why you have to burn it, okay, say it's not a good shame, it's not a good Sefer Torah, but why do you have to burn it? Use it as book covers. So mitzvah l'sorfa, not to give support and succor to other meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the reason why it's not why it doesn't have a kedusha l'shem. That's because ain't a man with kedusha l'shem. Which maybe there's a difference now with Goyim. Mm-hmm. If a Stam Goy is saying that he's not, one of Shimon's plain earth is to be, what's the term for it? The Getz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in a man.
There's an Isra Avodah Zarah. Isra Avodah Zarah. So the question is, does that mean you also have to have Emuna? There's a famous tshuva from Moshe that Goyim are chayiv in Emuna also. So not just as an
Israel.
But you are making such an ukimt in this Rambam, like Rav Moshe, that the guy has to believe. I never said that. I was not leading up to that. I just wanted you to read the Rambam.
What does it say about the guy?
He says,
so it's not kosher.
It's definitely not kosher. Again, there are two questions.
And you're allowed to be, mochik. Is that what
he's saying? It just says mitzvah l'gain zayit, it says?
So,
in contrast.
But you don't have to burn it.
No, but you're not allowed to burn it. That's what the Rambam is saying. You're not allowed to burn it.
You don't have to burn it. What is it?
So the question is, why you're not allowed to burn it? Sort of his swara, right?
What does he say? Who says it? He says you don't have to burn it.
No, he's comparing it to two cases. Don't you see? He's contrasting two cases. One is the min, and one is the goy. The min, you burn it. And from the fact that you burn it, you're allowed to do mechika. There's no mechika.
You're making an assumption. The Rambam says guns in us, it means you're not allowed to burn it.
Yes.
He could be saying that by a min, you have to burn it. Right. By a goy, you could be going to
school. No, that's
not
the way you contrast.
You
don't contrast.
It's not guns and us.
Guns and means.
And you're not allowed to burn it.
Yeah, that's what Geniza. Generally, Geniza is.
Let's go to the back.
Generally, that's what Geniza means. You're not allowed to.
Although they're not good in Mahdi.
No, that's what Geniza is. Right, and be going to
eventually, you can't prove it. You're not allowed to destroy it. So what are you going to do?
The Rambam after Frankel.
By the way, the next halach on the Rambam, Kol Hashemus Hamurim BaAvraham Kodesh Avzeh Shenemar Hashem Yimnah Matzosi Chein HaReichu Kodesh.
Okay, fine. That's based on the Gemara.
And clearly, it means
the Gemara in Shavuos and Bava Metzia discuss that.
That's what I'm saying. Both.
Yeah.
It's a reference to both.
Okay, so what are we up to? I lost the question. What are we up to?
I'll take a look to see if anyone said anything.
This is why I argue with this question. Nikra Balabais Elohim. I always say Elohim because it means both.
So the chayyim of this Rambam is connected them in all these because
they bring this Rambam as a raya.
As a raya against the
No, as a raya that of this halacha. Lagos Maimonios and the Beit Yosef say that a shame should nichta bevada shalol l'shma is not asur b'mechika, correct?
And then, so a guy has interesting. So that really gets into the chakir. I mean, a guy can write the shma?
No, absolutely not.
We can't destroy
the Gemara says there is everywhere. There is no l'shma by a guy.
Okay, so why can't you be?
So you can't destroy it.
So why can't you be ochit?
Because it's not. It did not the category of a min. I mean, it doesn't have any kedusha.
But if a guy can't
write,
but it's
not called lishma.
So
why can't somebody?
And it's not called shalom lishma.
No, it's not called It's not called Shalosh Shmo.
So there's a whole
it's not
bunch
called Vadei Shalosh Shmo. It's Vadei Shalosh Shmo.
There's a whole bunch of
it's the right they bring from the Rambam.
A whole bunch of going to talk.
That's the mean. It's Vadei Shalosh Shmo. But a guy does it, really, it's not called Vadei Shalosh Shmo.
But Gersh Kosov has changed Gersh in us. There's a blurb here.
Yeah.
Im Hatam, the Chayshimim Shekosov Lishmo. So there's a bunch of Chavis Yor, Machan Ephraim, Yitzchak Elchanan.
Reb Chaim Halevi or not? There seems to be a very interesting machlokas, I will tell you, between Rabbi Kiva.
There's an Aruch Sameach over here.
There's a very interesting machlokas I will mention right now between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Simcha Zissel Rieger. Does anyone know who Rav Simcha Zissel Rieger? Correct. If someone was a guy, and he wrote a pair of tefillin as a guy, and then he was Megayer, and then after he's Megayer, he says, I will let you know, now I'm a Yid, I wrote that Lishma while I was a guy, is that good or not? So Rabbi Kiveger is not so sure about that. Rabbi Kiveger says it might be that the whole problem of a guy in Lishma is that we can't trust him. But now that he's been Magai, isn't that an interesting question? Yeah. A guy writes a pair of tefillin.
He says, I'm doing it. A guy says, I'm doing it lishma.
The Gemara says, get a ferish chafei, it doesn't work.
Because he doesn't have.
Because the Gemara says, because a guy al das atzmo. Yeah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara.
It's supposed to be Mishu Bakshi, you know, Bakshira.
If you don't believe
it. I mean, a woman who writes it is also no good, no?
Right. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara I'm getting to, correct.
So could a guy be possibly be good? That's modern.
All right. No, that is a good question. That's a very good question.
They want to know if he's Megayer later, and he then testifies, I did it Lishma when I was a guy.
Because a woman could never become a man, but a guy could be Megayer, so he's Issa Bamitsa if he's Megayer.
Anyway, that's a separate question.
Yeah. I think everyone says a cotton is going to be cut. Yesterday's daf.
You could believe him that he did it, but it doesn't help.
That's what Simcha Zitzel says. That's what Simcha Zissel says. Simcha, he says that Be'etzem a guy has no din l'shma. Not with Choshesh, we're not sure what he's doing. Because the Gemara's Lashon is strange. The Gemara in Gittin Kafei says like this. A cheresh shot of a cut net right. If you have a gadol omer al gabav, it works. But a guy who writes in a gadol omer al gabav doesn't work. Why? Because by a guy, he's kaisev l'das atzmo. The Gadol Omer al Gabov has no influence on him. The question is, what does that mean? Does it mean practically we're not sure if he could influence him? Therefore, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if he's Megayer and made it was Lishma, it'd be okay?
He has a separate das, so his das intervenes. It gets in the middle. Even if you think.
Well, what does that mean? Or does it mean like Rabbi Chaim brings that Be'etzim a guy can't have Lishma? He's Mufka from Lishma.
Because he has a das. His das is superior to your das.
So but what is he thinking? The question is, does it matter? Does it really matter what he's thinking or not? Okay, then what do we have next? Vayim b'shach. So he brings a shach with that Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Siv Kot Yud Beis, I think, right? Everyone have that?
Yeah.
So if you could help me out here, please. Ayin Shach, right?
Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sivkot Yud Beis.
The Shem HaNichta.
The Shem HaNichta, that if you write the Shem what? Shalol Lishma. Eino Nimchak. You're not really not allowed, even if it's Shalol Lishma, Eino Nimchak. Elo Letzorech Tikva.
This means Dachir Shalol Lishma means that.
Right, if you wrote, and again, that's what the Minchas Chinuch is talking about, correct?
Dachir Shalol Lishma.
Right. If somebody wrote a shame shalol lishma, do I say there's no iser mechika?
So
up until now he brought Hagos Maimonios and the Beis Yosef, again, who brought a very interesting raya from this Rambam they want to say holds like that, which we're not so sure about this Rambam, correct? But they wanted to interpret the Rambam that if a shame is written shalol lishma, there's no iser mechika. As opposed to the Shach who says what? Hashem shenichtav shalol lishma, you're not allowed to be mochiket ela l'tzorech tikun. Correct.
That could be drapon, and that could be.
Well, that's what he says next. That's his next statement. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it? Efsher, right?
Yeah.
So Efsher, it could be that what? Dehainu, it's only a din derabanan. It's only a din derabanan, right? So if that's the case, you're going to say the Shach agrees with this or not. So this is the interesting question. A Shem that's written right, Shelo Lishma, is there an Issa Mechika? Shelo Lishma, Eino Nimchak, El Letzorech Tikkun. Efshar, it could be that that's what? Dehainu Midorabanan. Aval, however, Chi of Malkus. I'm going to say everyone's agreeing that for the case of Malkus, correct? Though even the Shach would agree, correct, Ein Lano, that there's no Chi of Malkus. By being Moichek, a shame, that is what? That is written Shalo Lishma.
He doesn't read the Rambam.
He brings Dagos Maimonios, I think, earlier, who brings the Rambam, Halacha Ches. They bring in the Rambam. The Hashach Kosov Shabir B'tshuva. The Shach says they discusses it in a tshuva. But V'lo Zachisi, the Minchas Chinuch says, I have not the tshuva, so I have not been zeichet to see this tshuva. So therefore he's not sure, correct?
We know, maybe we know this.
I never saw the Tshuva Shach. Shach. You ever see that? No. You ever see Shal's Tshuva Shach shine?
No.
Never saw that. I'm sorry, where are we holding?
The Rambam comment.
Oh, so the problem is the Rambam in Halacha, you still have the Rambam open shine?
No problem.
Okay, take a look at Halacha Vav. So the problem is, he's going to have this Rambam in Halacha Vav. Listen to the Rambam in Halacha Vav. Go ahead. So he's a little perplexed by the Rambam in Halacha Vav. Why? Because the Rambam says, right. So the problem is, he's writing it in a kli. Is that lishma or not lishma? So this was your question. Is this just a Sefer Torah question or not? So he is bothered by the fact that it appears mistama. If a guy is, somebody is writing the Shem Hashem on a kli, mistama, it's not lishma. Nevertheless, the Rambam says it's an Isser Mechika. So he wants to bring a riot from this Rambam who says even the Shem Hashem on kelim is an Isser Mechika. That even something written Shalom Lishma is an Isser Mechika.
There it could surely be Stoma. There it could surely be Stoma. And we don't know. We don't know what he did. So I mean,
he wants to say even further than
that.
It's definitely he wants to say even further than that. I'm sorry, I lost the place again. Yeah, I apologize. I'm just a little out of it this morning. So if we could find it. Let me see. Right, so we just read Halacha Vav, correct?
Yeah.
Shemavur Barambam Kan Halacha Vav. Right?
The Shem Al
Yodas Hakelim. The Al. The Al Zechuches, correct?
Shehitich
Loiket. Not only is there Issur Mechika, but if somebody takes a Shem Hashem that's on a Kli, and breaks it or destroys it. Not only is it an Isser, but he gets Malkus. So this seems to be against his theory up to now, correct?
I don't see it. No.
Why is it against his theory?
I don't see it. It's you know, I'm
Sorich Leimar, listen. Sorich Leimar, Shenichtav, Shekosav al Makaimais,
Elu
Lishma. Meaning, the fact that it happens not to be on a Sefer Torah, and it happens to be on a Kli, it's not a knockdown raya that what? Yeah, that it's Shalom Lishma. Maybe he wrote it on the Kli Lishma.
He meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he meant. Puts it like the tzitz. Put it in the shame. It gave off care. People do things like this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying, so Shai, you wanted to say this was only a Sefer Torah question, correct?
No, I don't know. I was asking. No, it seems not. You see here, it's
right.
On Kli.
Yeah. Right.
Any place.
Can I ask a Shaila Lamarsa from this?
Sure.
It's a very common thing. And like, in fact, I bought a sefer of the Sri Deish when he's learning. And behind him is an omet. It says Shvisi Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he took off the legs of the two hays. And that was written Shvisi Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And they took off the legs and they were moichiket because they're printing now zillions of svarim. This is Maisel B'chol Yom. They have a catalog and it says they're selling Amudim, and they're selling this, and they're selling this, and then there are pictures of the Beis Medrash. You have a Shem Avai.
What do you mean? They took off when they made a picture. They just covered up when they took a picture. They're not like that's not called mechiket.
What happens if somebody takes a picture of a shul and they shvisi Hashem like so? Now already it's Kodesh? What are you going to do with it now?
Yes, I don't tell you.
No, it has changed now.
Why is it a picture that didn't look Siva?
Most of all the swan that we have, all the Siddurim pictures.
Amok, he's talking about Amok, so we have an
idea.
The Shem was written in Kedushas Hashem.
The Shem was written, but not his picture, not when he took
the every Siddur is like that. Hello, every Siddur is a picture. Every Siddur is a picture.
So
they make it. These Siddurim that don't need Beniza? They're all pictures.
Right. You have to have seen.
The Khuri need a picture. Yeah, the Khuri.
He's arguing, by the way. Yeah. The picture's not. It's not.
You took the picture because of. So you intended to be.
You never use it. You throw it right in the garbage. You don't have any problems. It's never used. You're not afraid what they sent out to you.
No.
But if you use it first.
So what you're doing is you're separating that what was written, which was written Lishma and everything else, the way you're using it. Now, if you want to do that, you can do the same thing with the mug over here. It was written, Lishma and everything else. But this guy has now a mug, but the guy bought the mug, he didn't buy the mug. I mean,
the mug itself, what was written in the mug was done Lishem Shema, Lishem Kedusha.
So now, and if something was written and you took a picture of the thing.
It's just a picture.
Okay.
So anyway, the Rambam wants to say here that what?
So if you take a picture in lieu of writing it, then of course you're like a sitter.
If you take a picture, of the Divrei Torah, of a mezuzah or a tefillin, right? You take a picture of L'Shem Kedushas Mezuzah, L'Shem Kedushas Bilam, whatever it is.
That's not a Shem Hashem. You need a Shem Hashem. It has to be written. Shem Hashem.
So what? You're taking a picture. You're telling me taking the picture is as if it was being... What's it doing?
You're putting this on your hand?
Why not?
You're taking a picture.
That's what you're telling me.
It needs to be made out of leather.
It'll print out on leather.
Picture will print out on leather. 3D
printer. Yeah.
A 3D printer. Could be if you press the button, a 3D printer would be.
I think we're going a little far afield here, huh?
No, but they say even.
Anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch says that Rambam is not. That Rambam in Halacha Vav is not what?
You press it. If you press the button, it says the Shema, but they don't want to take away the
Shema. Not the sponsor.
That right, that Rambam there is not conclusive. Right? B'shem al Yodos Kalim v'al Kli Zechuchas. Shematich loike, correct? Shayach loimar, he says Shayach loimar? Tzorech loimar. Tzorech loimar, shekosov, right? All of those shemos, what? That all of those shemos were written, koma komos, right? Elu, right? Were written, lishma, l'shem kedushas Hashem.
Why he's saying this? Why can't he just say it's stam? And we don't know what it is.
Because stam akilishma, he was not sure about earlier. In other words, once again, the Rambam said all shemas have to be written with shema.
Then it's a suffix. Again, you're not allowed to erase it if it's stam. So, I don't know why he has to say.
Because he has already said, you know what? I'm talking about a shem that's niktav shelo lishma. Because stomach lishma he wanted to put to the side. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So since he put that to the side, he's now going to say, in this case of the Yadais, Kalim, don't bring a raya from that. So this is not a case of Shem Hashem in a Sefer Torah, but it's a case of a Shem Hashem that's written with Shem Hashem that's on a Kli. And therefore, that requires what? You would get Malkus. Because Tzorech Loimar... Correct. The kosov al we read the makomos elu lishma l'shem kedusha hashem. Correct.
Yeah.
Vayim b'sefer seder mishnah shom shemei vi b'shem aprichodosh. Correct. That what he brings the name of aprichodosh, a different shita, and his shita is that what.
The
daito da afilo shema nichtav shelo lishma. He says that what? It's an iser torah b'mechika. So this is against everything we've said up to now. Correct. So we have the shach and the prichodosh on one side, and other rishonim and achronim on the other side, who say that the question is shenichtav shelo l'shem, and the prichodosh is of the opinion. Correct.
It's not an issue. The Dachar Dvar, the Bechola Post Mechokin, it said everyone argues on this Seder Mishnah.
Not the Seder Mishnah, on the Prichodosh.
That's what I was trying to argue, but I don't know what the reason is. That it's Goram, according to the Rambam, it's worse if it's written by a Min than it's Tam written, Shalom Lishmo. So, but what's the Svar of that?
According
so
to
it's no Raya from the Rambam.
If you would write a sefer Torah, like
it's not a sefer, it's the prichodah she quotes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not shekasev omer prichodah.
It's the prichodah she's quoting, correct?
Yeah,
prichodah. Okay, it's the
prichodah. Sorry. Okay, so the prichodah says this.
But he says it in the name of the Rambam, no?
No.
He didn't mention the Rambam yet, did he?
The last three lines of this.
That's the one I read already.
She says it in the Rambam. He's saying in the name of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's worse if it was written by a Min than Stam Shalom Lishmo. But he's not saying what the Svar is. And he says, I need Dabba Tam. Tamma Dabba.
So he says, I don't know what Pshat in the Prichodosh is, correct?
Right.
Okay, so now he's going to say that even though it seems all the poskim are of this opinion, he, the Minchas Chinuch himself, doesn't understand where the place can get this from. Let me see where we are.
So it says, Be'emes Enu Yodea.
Right.
Taimim Shalap Poskim, Shepetra. Me'hechon Yotzalam Zed. So that, they know this.
Yeah, where is this chiddush? In other words, they're conflating two things, correct? We have to understand there are two separate questions. One is it a kosher shame for Sefer Torah? So Shalom Lishma is definitely not a kosher shame for Sefer Torah. But should that be enough to be mafkiit from the Isser Mechikas Hashem? So the Minchas Chinuch feels that you should not conflate these two things, correct? I'm sorry, I lost the place, I apologize. Vinei Dvarov.
Smack in the middle.
Yeah.
In the
middle?
The first
word's Hapeskin? Yeah. Hapeskin Cholkin, period. The first two words.
Hapeskin Cholkin, okay. Ube'emes, any Yodea, correct? And I am not sure, he says, any Yodea.
Time
on Shal Hapeskin. I'm not sure what Pshat is in the Paiskin. Time on Shal Paiskin.
Shepetra, right?
Because once again, there are two separate questions, correct?
Yeah.
One question is a question of the kashrus of the shame, and the other is, even though it's not kosher for Sefer Torah, why should that go ahead and take away from the Isser Mechikas Hashem?
I'll give you a svar, because the Isser Mechikas Hashem comes with the Torah says that you should destroy the Shevriyam, the Gadeh, all the Mishra.
That's exactly what he's going to say.
And all
that's
that.
Okay. That's exactly what he is going to say.
He's going to deduce that, but for the opposite conclusion.
Well, I don't understand. Shall I say what you're saying again?
The Torah says, destroy the all of the Zoros.
Correct.
So I think the Stam of the Zoros will don't lishmo, to use them as Vodazoros.
He says the exact opposite.
So the corresponding thing, the Sash Lechem Hashem Lechem, is something to don't for the Shem Hashem.
Okay, he's going to say the, yeah. Mamash the exact opposite.
I had thoughts the other way. say.
He's going to say the.
And I'm not sure what it sounds like a good svara, but he's going to say the opposite.
The exact opposite, he's saying, correct?
It happens.
You're on the right track, wrong
direction.
Yeah,
it's arguable. We have to
consider it. Our paiskim shepaitrim, correct?
Mehechon yotzel lahem.
Mehechon yotzel lahem.
Zeh.
Right. Once again, there are two questions. Nihi, I understand. I understand the davar parshan. It's lov shaloshma, the pasul. Right. It's pasul for a sefer Torah. Nihi the pasul.
Shame
kozeh. Shame kozeh for the sake of what?
If it's the
shame.
The stomach.
For the shame kozeh.
The stomach.
Be what?
The stomach.
The stomach. What does that mean? The stomach. Mikol makom efsher, nevertheless, I would say that efsher who?
Halav hu b'chol.
Efsher halav hu b'chol inyan. We say, nevertheless, the lav still stands. I mean, even though the shame is not a good shame for the sake of kashrus of the Sefer Torah, nevertheless, it still should be the Isser Mechika. Why are you conflating the two? Why would they have anything to do with each other? Correct? Kamo she'ibud shame.
Avoid the
zara, like shy swerve in the other direction. He
mitzvah.
There's a mitzvah to go ahead, right, and to destroy avoid the zara. Tichsevi batim eshmam, etc., etc. Ve'ein.
Ve'ein chiluk.
He's saying there's no chiluk.
No chiluk of what?
Meaning, I don't have to care. Just destroy the Avodah Zarah. I don't have to know how we got what the guy's intent was. In other words, if I have Avodah Zarah.
Well, the definition of Avodah Zarah is you have intent that it is an Avodah Zarah. If I don't have intent that it should be an Avodah Zarah, it's not an Avodah Zarah. I build a statue, but I don't need it to be Avodah Zarah. It's not an Avodah Zarah, is it? What does it mean, Angel?
In other words, when you're going and you see a base of Avodah Zarah. When you're going, you see a base of Rezura. I don't have to go ahead and divine or find out whether the guy did it with the proper Lishma or not. Ein chiluk, that's what he says.
In the chinuch, he says, the chinuch in the beginning says, Vakavon ishul aniach roishim of Rezura. There shouldn't be any remnant. It doesn't make a difference how it's done. The Shema or the Shema, there shouldn't be a remnant. Roishim.
He says, Ein chiluk, which is the Chara Dava Pashut, no?
That's beyond.
Crucifix.
It's an iconic thing for them.
If a guy makes one, but he's a kofir, he doesn't even believe it.
If you have a guy that's just making it, how do you know
that's
what it is?
And who says that that's not a good idea? Who says that there's an answer on that? Guy just making his trinkets to sell super.
Hachanami, here also.
But then they use it as a good idea. They use it as
a
good
idea.
Okay, let's go. Hachanami, here also. What are we going to say?
Is Bechosom, Silehem. These are all real
other things. That's the Silehem. That is the
object. Just the object itself. That's what the Kabbalah is. You got to stop. Get your makshir.
What is
it? Make a statue of Zeus. They can make a crucifix.
So let's finish up. Hachanami here also. Hachanami here also. What? Kasva Torah. The Torah says, and Lo Sasun came. Meaning is an equivalence. Just like by Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make a difference if there's a Lishma or not. As long as the Avodah Zarah is there, the Shema Avodah Zarah, destroy it. So too, Lo Sasun came La Hashem El Kechem. Correct?
Yeah.
The Kfar Kasavnu La'el. Ois. Which ois? Ois Hei.
The
Al-Chok Tochos, O Haroikim, the Pasul B'Sefer, B'Sefer Torah Utfilin, U'Mezuzos. Nevertheless, in other words, we had that sugya I mentioned in Gittin. The sugya in Gittin, it says by Get V'Kosov. So the Gemara learns the Ksiva by a Get has to be what's considered to be a Kosher Ksiva. So there's two types of stampings. There's a stamp where you make an imprint, and there's a stamp where you indent, you go in. So the Gemara says, only if I go in is it a good ksivas get. But if it's bilayt, it's not. Because you need a maisa ksiva. So the Gemara said there says a get needs ksiva, the tzitz needs ksiva, sefer Torah needs ksiva. And in all these cases of that you require ksiva, I require that. The Torah's Gittin has a suffix there. Let's say the Shem Hashem is written in such a way that it's not a true maisa ksiva that you'd need by a get, or a sefer Torah, or by the tzitz. Would that also be asur b'mechikas Hashem? So we question that issue. Why does the Shem Hashem need dafka din ksiva? There's a special din ksiva by get, sefer Torah, tzitz, etc. Why in the world would I say that for mechikas Hashem I require a special din ksiva? Anyway, it's a suffix in the Torah's Gittin, and then the Siva's there. So he wants to say that if I'm going to say, like that tzad, that even though the Shem Hashem does not fulfill the din ksiva, correct? Where, for instance, Choch Tochos, right, or Rokem would be pasul mi din ksiva. I couldn't write a get from crocheting, because it says v'kosov. So if I'm going to say that the Shem Hashem, there is an Isser, even though it is not complying with the general din ksiva, then I would say also here that why, even though it doesn't comply to the din ksiva and the sefer Torah of Lishma, it's still the Shem Hashem, and there'd be an Isser Mechika.
Is that a comparison? I mean, that makes sense? That's such a comparison? When you have something shalos l'shmo, you'd say it doesn't have the mahus of the shem Hashem. When you're roken, it's not kosher to use the sefer Torah. It's like the shiloh they have with those transparent screens, a body from Lakewood, that you could do that sefer Torah. Now, others hold you can't, but you know, so it'd be a silk screen. But how's that in comparison to writing shalos l'shmo? To say just like roken is you is mechikas Hashem.
I hear, you have a good point.
One goes to the essence of the meaning of it, and one goes to the mechanical way that you did it, whether it's kosher for sefer Torah.
I hear. In other words, I can say over there that there's no Isser Mechikas Hashem. There is an Isser. There is an Isser Mechikas Hashem.
Because it is a shame. It's just not kosher to use the sefer Torah.
It's just not, this doesn't conform to the actual Dine Ksiva.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but shalos l'shmo is not a shame.
Interesting. But sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah mikol makom das harbe ha'paiskim da'ivrim alav hachanami my shna. So you just made an interesting chiluk. Afal pi, correct? Even though there's a psul what. Mikom, nevertheless, there is possible. I said, Mikom, Mikom, Efsher, Yesh, Yesh, Lav. Nevertheless, there's a Lav, correct?
Yeah, well, we made that distinction a long time ago.
Right. No, that's right.
Has nothing
don't
to do
confuse
with
the two.
Yeah.
Vaharabim Shekosov, Vahalacha Ches.
That's what it's called.
That's the Rambam, correct?
Yeah.
Gabe Kosvo Min.
Yisarev.
What's that then?
The Milo that a min writes.
Right, Milo.
That's Goros, you have to burn it.
Correct.
Zegora Mishalol Shema.
Right, Zegora Mishalol Shema.
Yeah. So what's the.
And the big rye is the last halach of a guy, correct? Because a guy is going to Zegora Mishalol Shema. Ayain?
Bidvarov.
Which we did. And we were a little more confused.
No,
correct?
He says right here, that time. You can't figure out the difference.
So anyway, the Mincha Simach is not sure about the Shaila.
Where's the Min does it?
Ve'ein ha'svarim b'yadi. He doesn't have the svarim with him to be mayan in all of these different things, correct?
Yeah.
Ve'ein yodei tam b'dover l'hakel. And I, beloved, I can't justify being makel. Like it appears, the Hagos Lemanis and others.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.